Welcome to the Smart Weight Loss Coaching Podcast. I'm Dr. Lisa Olson, a board-certified weight loss medicine specialist and certified life coach. In this podcast, I'll share fresh insights and effective techniques for incorporating mindset, habit change, and proven science into your life. Are you ready to achieve sustainable weight loss, wellness, and longevity? Then let's jump in and lose weight the smart way. Welcome back. If I could get my daughter to stop missing her 7 a.m. school bus, it would impact my weight, according to a new study published last week. This study identified 4 specific sedentary behaviors that cause obesity, and today we'll talk about all of them. The objective of the study was to examine associations between behaviors and excess weight by analyzing large-scale data sets using something called Mendelian randomization. If you're a data geek, check out the show notes for the link to the study. For the rest of us with normal human math brains, let's cut to the chase and talk about the findings of the study. What's particularly amazing is that it shows causation, not just correlation. They've proven that 4 specific sedentary behaviors cause weight to go up and therefore contribute to the obesity epidemic in this country. This is exciting because we can now tune into these behaviors and find one or more that we can leverage to help our weight. Let's identify the 4 sedentary behaviors, shall we? Number 1, driving. Number 2, leisure screen time. Number 3, television watching. And number 4, computer use. To explore how driving comes into play, let's go back to the example with my daughter. Her school bus comes really early, exactly an hour before school starts. As you might imagine, this is rough for a teenager who identifies as a night owl. So it seems like more often than not, she misses the bus and then I drive her to school, largely because school is miles from home and across a highway. After reading this study, here's what I realized. Lately, I'm driving an extra 30 minutes nearly every day, and often I pick up my kids at different times, adding more car time at the end of my day. Guess what I don't do on the days that I drive her to school? I don't take a walk first thing in the morning. That used to be a wonderful part of my morning routine. I'd spend time with my kids while they got ready for school. First one would go to the bus, and then the other. And then it would be my time. I'd throw on my sneakers and walk while listening to a podcast, or I'd call my parents or listen to music, all the while getting a bit of fresh air, getting some movement, and starting my day on a positive note before I started work. Sometimes I'd skip the walk, but then I'd be actively doing something productive, like the laundry or emptying the dishwasher. I can see that driving more every day has me moving less. So I get it. It makes sense that more driving time contributes to weight gain. And it's so common for us to spend hours in the car running errands. The average American spends about 100 minutes in their car daily. Simply walking to the grocery store or the post office, if that's possible in your community, might be a nice way to reduce driving time. Every minute counts. Interestingly, sedentary commuting was not associated with obesity. It was additional driving time outside of the daily commute that led to weight issues. Let's look at the other sedentary behaviors that were shown to impact weight: leisure screen time, television watching, and computer time. Contrary to what I expected, computer time and sedentary behavior at work is not the issue with weight gain. This study says it's what we do outside of our workday and our work commute that determines whether or not we carry excess weight. So, if you find yourself scrolling through social media for hours, I'm talking to you. Today is an ideal time to start creating guardrails around your Instagram use. I'm not saying that social media is forbidden, but watch your total time on it, because excess screen time might be the thing blocking your weight loss efforts. Personally, I do enjoy social media, but I set an intention for myself to cut way back on the time I spent on it. And I have to say, it feels pretty good. If you're a TV news junkie or a Netflix movie fan, or if you spend your evenings online shopping or looking at things that I won't mention on my G-rated podcast, come on now. This is an easy way to manage your weight. In fact, for all of us in this field, for all you doctors that tell me you listen to our podcast, how much easier is it for your patients to reduce their screen time and TV watching rather than starting a new exercise routine as an alternative way to address weight? I just love this study because it's a reminder that weight is about so much more than just diet and exercise. Coming back to my kiddo who misses her bus. Which would you find easier? Choice A, focusing your energy on getting a 15-year-old to the bus on time? Or choice B, training for a 5K or signing up for a power yoga class? Do you see what I mean? Who knew that getting a kid to the bus on time might be a weight loss tool? Reducing your driving time, cutting down on TV or other screens during your leisure time is not such a tough action to take compared to other lifestyle choices that impact weight. It's that time of the podcast, friends. Time to set your NBA, your next best action. Perhaps you want to start with a time audit to look closely at how you spend your time. Perhaps you'll cut out some driving or say goodbye to TikTok on the weekends. But before you say goodbye to social media, please don't forget to find and follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram at Lisa Olson MD so you can get the scoop about our 2024 Women's Wellness Retreat. Thanks so much for listening. If you'd like more support during your smart weight loss journey, check out our group coaching program at smartweightlosscoaching.com. Until next time, stay well and stay smart.